The following podcast is a production of ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas. Welcome to ART Studios. In this series of podcasts titled Exhibition is Scholarship, we visit with the Spring 2023 Student Art Show Award winners. We discover how student artists approach their art, what inspires them, and how they are preparing for a creative future.
Hi, my name is Adrian Aguirre. I had the honor of coordinating the student show at EPCC, and I'll be talking with some of the award winners and asking them questions about their work and their background and how they approach art. Again, on winning the award.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate the award, and it made me really happy to get that and that I took the chance, especially it being my first show here in Texas.
Great. Yeah, I mean, it's I like your piece a lot. It stood out to me, and it stood out to the juror. So I did have a list of questions for you, and the first one is, you know, just I'd like to get a background, a little bit of a background on you. I think you said you were from Colorado and you recently moved here to El Paso. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I grew up as a kid in, I was born here in El Paso, but I grew up as a kid in Juarez. I think it was really important to have that experience in Mexico during my formative years, taking in that culture. And then when I came over to El Paso, I did not know a single word of English, and it did take me about 2 years to really catch on. But I really love the fact that I grew up in the borderplex and got to experience those two cultures. And I believe it, to some degree, does influence my artworks and the ideas that I apply to them.
That's great. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but I also grew up in Juarez and then went to school in El Paso. And it's definitely influenced me. How do you feel it, like, how exactly do you think it's influenced you in your artwork?
I feel that having those two different cultural identities helps you draw in so many different elements from Mexican art. You can draw in a lot of the Aztec designs, a lot of the cultural perspectives that are different from the United States. And in the United States, you get to draw in from multiple cultures. So I feel to some degree it really expands the possibilities of what you can do and draw from when it comes to art.
Yeah, I can see that. When did you first start making art?
So this was when I was around 15 years old, when I had already been in Colorado about 3 years. I wasn't sure if it was just therapeutic purposes or I just had an innate artistic ability, but I decided to start taking art classes. And our teacher was very focused on teaching us how to do different mixed media projects and was always collaborating with the different instructors from the photography department to ceramics. And she would try to draw in different ideas from them and try to apply it to her curriculum. And from there, I was just fully fascinated being able to be, you know, one day in the ceramics shop working on something, other days in the black room, just developing photographs and mixing the chemicals. So I think it was pretty cool. And it just made me fall in love with art.
That's great. That sounds like a great program. I think it's, you know, a lot of times, at least in my experience, you know, students get drawn into just one media or one type of artwork. But the, you know, the way you were able to kind of mix those you know, interdisciplinary artworks, that's great. Is that how you normally approach your art? Is it you try to, you don't limit yourself, or you find different media and try to experiment?
Yeah, definitely. I feel you never know what the results are going to be. So always, it's better to take a chance and it turning out kind of wonky than not having tried it at all and missing out on a good idea or a new process. For example, mostly I have been working with acrylics, but for fun this weekend, I was messing around with oil pastels and trying to do some prints by putting the paper on other papers and like pressing it, seeing what would appear. So I just like to do fun little random experiments like that to come up with ideas.
Oh, that's really cool. Do you have a favorite artist or an artist you that has influenced you?
Well, there's so many different artists that come to mind. It sounds a little cliche, but I like surrealism, so I do enjoy Salvador Dali's paintings. And I also like a lot of geometric and kind of psychedelic art. So one of my favorite artists in that kind of range is Alex Gray. I really enjoy how he does his body figures and really includes so many intricate geometric patterns to give it depth.
All right, so let's talk about your work that you put in the show. Tell me a little bit about the background, and you know, I think you're also the media, because I think that the media is pretty unique.
Yeah, it's really rare to bump into a scratchboard drawing outside of, you know, school, where you have access to that type of medium. But the reason I decided to go with scratchboard was I had been messing around at work, actually. We have some whiteboards, and one day I just started filling in the entire whiteboard with black and sitting there just kind of scratching away at it. And that's where I started getting the inspiration. It's like, how can I do a Van Gogh-ish painting where there's so many tiny little details and brushstrokes, but with this? And that's when I started searching around in Google and I found scratchboard. And at first it was a little intimidating, because you do have to buy special tools, like all the different little knives to make the different types of scratches and scratch away the ink on the top. But I didn't let that faze me, and I just started cracking away at it, doing little small samples on like 5x5 pieces of scratchboard. And while searching around and working on it, I found that picture of the Native American old man, and it really struck me, seeing all those wrinkles and details, as well as the contrast in the photograph. Because a lot of photographs, the subject's staring directly at the camera during that period, since it takes so long to expose it. But I found it intriguing that the subject wasn't looking at the camera, kind of had a longy and a sad gaze off to the side, and it drew me in. And that's the image I went for, even though there's so much detail to tackle. And I'm glad I managed to really capture the emotion in that image and transfer it from photograph to the scratchboard.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's, I think, you know, the reductive method that you use in scratchboard is challenging. I think it's, you know, because there's no way to add more to it. You know, there's no additive in that process.
You completely have to forego everything you learned about, you know, working with traditional mediums like charcoal or pencil. Try to flip your brain around, and also the commitment. You really got to commit to every mark you make.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you make a mistake, that's it. You got to make it work, right? Yeah. I think that the other thing is about the portrait is that psychology, is that emotion that you get from it. And I think that's, you know, I think that the media itself really lent itself to that feeling of, you know, melancholy or thoughtfulness, and you were able to relate to the man in the picture.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Another challenge as well was trying to figure out if the composition was complete or not. I fought myself for a month or two on whether I should add a background or not, but I decided against adding the background because I felt the image was more powerful as it was, just him contrasting against a fully black background. That way your eyes are just drawn to him only.
Cool. So another interesting thing about you when I first met you was that you're studying mechanical engineering. So it's not often that somebody that's outside of the art department enters into the show, and definitely not when they're at, you know, sometimes we get graphic designers or somebody that's kind of related to the to art. I mean, it's interesting that you're studying something very different. How do you think that engineering mixes with art, and how do those two disciplines come together?
Even though they seem completely unrelated, knowing very well how materials work, how they react, and how to construct them, those are essential skills that you can transfer over to art. And even with engineering, I try to do some small artistic projects. For example, I was doing a CNC machining course, and there's a machine called a electrical discharge machine that basically uses carbon to slowly use electric sparks to make cavitations in the metal and make really, really precise cuts and indentations into it. So what I did is By hand, I programmed a code on a really old machine to make a Fibonacci spiral on the carbon and have that imprinted into the metal with different grain sizes and textures. So even though, yeah, it seems completely unrelated, you can draw in from both fields and kind of figure out neat ways to combine them. Or even welding. Welding, you can definitely make better sculptures that are going to last. And having that background in CAD, it helps you make those designs. For example, if you really want to make a face made of many tiny different faces, you can sketch it. But when you do it in CAD, you can rotate it, see what different angles the viewers are going to see, and better plan the structure so it holds up.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I could see that. I could totally see that. That reminds me of an artist that's from Mexico who's living in Canada, and he did a piece here at the border a few years ago. I think it was, might have been 2021. His name is Rafael Lozano Hemmer. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he did his background is in engineering. And so he works with a large team of creatives because his work is, you know, it's for the public. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of skill to build. He's got that background in engineering, and he figures out different approaches to art. I think that's very interesting. So what are your goals and plans for the future? What are you planning to do? Are you as far as art or engineering, what are your plans?
So regarding engineering, one of the major inspirations for getting into that field was actually my own mom. She unfortunately became a quadriplegic in a car accident. And during those years, helping take care of her and going to the physical therapies, I started getting ideas for different adaptive devices for people with disabilities so they can try to live their life to the fullest. And when the 3D printing revolution came about, I saw possibilities in printing different prototypes for that purpose, but also for art, since, for example, if you make a 3D print with PLA, you can make a really good mold if you want to do a bronze casting, or even make really intricate designs for 3D printing if you want to prototype a series of sculptures before you make the actual big boy. But with art, it's just a lifelong passion. It's one of those things where, like a thought, you can't quiet in your head. You could be laying in bed and all of a sudden have some type of idea, and you could either just let it fester or express it. And hopefully I want to keep taking more art classes, building those networks and relationships with different artists that are working towards the same goal as I am, and keep going at galleries.
That's very cool. I think it's, you know, I see a lot of potential in those two coming together. And I hope you continue doing both art and engineering. And I think you have a lot of ideas. And I think hopefully that you continue with that, with those two. And I'd be interested to see what happens next.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely very, very excited for what the future holds. And let's see where this path takes me. Let's see what adventures are ahead.
Cool. Well, those are all my questions. Is there anything else that you want to add?
I just want to say, for any prospective art students out there, be curious and be willing to take in all these different ideas that are out there, because you never know how they're going to combine and make something awesome that's going to inspire others.
All right. Well, David, thank you so much for joining me and answering these questions. I think that this was great.
You're welcome. And I want to thank you for the opportunity. I hope you had a great 4th of July, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
All right. Thanks.